Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. It's the Let's Pinball Pinball Podcast. The only pinball podcast that's always over in under 3 minutes. It's about my dog, Harold. It's about Gottlieb, the humanoid pickle, which is the mascot of Lens Pinball. Also, kind of like this free-use art project where you can make a skateboarding humanoid pickle. It becomes Gottlieb, and I post it, and people see the new Gottlieb. So if you make one, send it to me. Funny thing is, not that many people make Gottliebs and send them to me. So when they do, it's celebrated. It's freaking celebrated. Third thing the podcast is about is pinball. We only record it one time ever. So if I make a mistake, it goes in. There's mistakes galore in this podcast. I'm driving the ground control. I'm going to go play in the ground control tournament tonight. Finish work. It's gloomy out here. I'm feeling gloomy myself. Hopefully a couple of wins tonight will pep me up. I had that meeting with Scorbit. It was pretty cool. Scorbit, I met with Ron and Kate. I think I called her Katie like 10 times, though. Kate, if you hear this, and I did actually call you the wrong name, I'm sorry. Genuinely sorry. I also was a little bit scatterbrained the entire time. I was like, hey, look at this table I made. Here's what I do at Lens Pinball. And I just jabbered on about a bunch of different things. But they were really, really excited about how I run everything. It seemed like they thought stuff that I do was cool, like having a little podcast and having a bunch of solid state DMs out, the different events that I host. But so this Scorbit thing, here's the skinny. If you don't know about Scorbit and haven't Googled anything, you can probably Google it and find out the same info. But so Scorbit is about to launch on a wider scale. They had a thing at Expo, at the Pinball Expo, not this past weekend, but the weekend before in Chicago. Scorbit is hardware and software for solid state games from 1977 all the way through Spike 2 games from Stern. Spike 2 like goes all the way up to, I think Star Wars is the first Spike 3. Maybe I'm wrong. And what you can do with it is pretty cool. You can use it to add credits, so you can pay with it. It's pay software and hardware. You can use it to change settings on games. So like with my phone, I could turn all of my games on to free play if they all had Scorbit going. You can use it to run like cash pot tournaments, like high score, like Stern games used to do, kind of. You don't see them that often with the like tournament button. Built-in kind of tournament button for all games, even the solid states from 1977, which is pretty cool. You can use it to do competitions, I'm pretty sure. I should look it up again, but like overall, you can use it to control your game in just about any way you need to that already exists on the game. And then there's some added functions too, like paying with a credit card or paying with your phone. High scoreboards, like think Stern Insider high scoreboard integrated with the TV at your venue. You can have a high scoreboard that has all the Stern games and all the 90s games and all the 70s games all built in too, which I think is super cool. And Ron's a super nice guy. Kate, super rad person. Like, these are pinball people. You could tell that they're pinball people. I recognize this Kate's name from events from way back. And Ron, I definitely met at Free Gold Watch. I just didn't remember him. But he's an old-school Free Gold Watch guy, and that's where the idea came from. It's going to track your scores. It's going to be a little bit like Stern Insider. I had read something that Stern wrote their code so that Scorbit couldn't be used on Stern games. I asked them about that, and they are friends with Stern now, which means that it's just going to be really, really freaking cool. I'm sure it's Stern Insider integrated, and I'm not sure how that's going to work. They told me about the beta testing that they're doing. I think there's three locations, like San Francisco, Tennessee, somewhere else, I can't remember. And then they want to see the rest of my stuff. Like, Lens Pinball's kind of interesting and unique. It's three locations on the same block, 20 locations on the same block, or excuse me, 20 games on the same block spread throughout three locations. You can walk to all of them within 100 steps, right? So it's a nice little pinball adventure in three different styles of bars and also having the older games, a lot of the solid-state DM stuff, is something that's interesting to pinball people. And Kate and Ron were like, whoa, that's pretty cool. I told them about the Lens Pinball Breaking News. I sent them an email and told them about Death.Flip. I don't know how they felt about that. I didn't get to talk about it on the call. But Death.Flip's super cool. They probably felt good about it. So, like, a lot of good stuff going on. I'm transitioning with this weather. That's why I got some gloominess going on. But I'll wake up. I'll pep up. I'm going to go to this tournament and maybe do well. And everything Scorbit's done. It's so cool, though. Like, Scorbit is something else. I'm excited about it. All right. Let's Pinball Podcast.